information. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. We are out of that session. Back into regular session.
May 2nd. Minutes, May 2nd.
Gentlemen, May the 2nd. Approval of minutes.
I got a copy. I don't worry about it.
You have a copy of the minutes from May the 2nd for Sussex County Council as in printed form. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
If not, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the minutes from May the 2nd for Sussex County Council as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. That's the only ones we got. Next, reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
Oh, we've got several items. A letter from the Sussex Central Pop Warner Football League thanking council for a donation that council recently made. And next, a letter from Georgetown Police Department to Mr. Stickles. It says a meeting of the Sussex County Chiefs Council was held 8:30 hours this date, May 30th. Meeting was called to discuss recent comments by the sheriff as they related to issues affecting our jurisdictions. Two specific issues we wanted him to clarify: we're dealing with the annual grant award awarded by the county council to each municipality, and his references to gang activity in Sussex County in the media. After discussing the issues, each police chief was polled and the following statement was approved for release to you and county council. Sussex County Chiefs Council has voted to censure the actions of the Sussex County Sheriff as being counterproductive to Sussex County law enforcement and public safety interests by overstepping his authority in an attempt to conduct law enforcement activities in Sussex County. Chiefs Council feels our respective jurisdictions do not require the assistance of Sheriff's Office in conducting law enforcement functions within our towns. We further agree that the liability generated by his presence at an incident is detrimental to our enforcement activities in the county because of possible litigation. He and his deputies are not trained as police officers and should not act as such. A letter thanking council for work done on the home of Beatrice Russell. It's with housing rehabilitation work. A letter from the Farm Bureau. This is not addressed as being directed at a particular application, so it's just, I suppose it's just a general statement. A letter from Burton Messick, president of Sussex County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau would like to restate our position of protecting individual property rights. It's our position that property rights are among the human rights essential to preservation of individual freedom. It is stated in the preamble of the state constitution as one of our rights to acquire and protect reputation and property. We hold firm to that belief and expect governments to expect those beliefs when decisions are made regarding property rights. Freedom of choice is another basic right we believe our government was founded on. This also applies to property. We believe each person has a right to sell his property or convert it to use without undue restrictions. A farmer must make a choice as to what to do with his land. He can pass it on to the next generation or sell it. A lot of factors enter into that decision. Sometimes it's not an easy one. It's his choice, his equity, his life's work, and his retirement. If a farmer sells his land for development, he should expect a fair and timely decision from the county. Decision should be based on established ordinances, zoning regulations, and not public or political opinions. When a project meets all the specific requirements, it should be approved. If it's not approved, the county's not upholding its own laws. It would set a bad precedent for all future applications. Ordinances and zoning requirements were passed to give people respect to fairness, or is fairness just an illusion based on political whims? We ask that when future applications are reviewed, put yourself in the landowner's shoes and ask whether the landowner is being treated fairly. It's all the correspondence.
Mr. Stickles, administrator's report.
Gentlemen, two items. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Creekside Agreement number 327 on June 6th. The developer is Caladera Properties, LP. The project's located on County Road 349, approximately 600 feet from Route 26 in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 145 multifamily homes. Included with this report is a fact sheet on the project. The election for Hollyoaks Subdivision Community Project took place on Saturday, June 10th, 2006. Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, the project was passed by a vote of 49 in favor and 1 against. That's all I have at this time.
Okay, Hal Godwin, Administrative Assistant, Wastewater Agreement, Hopkins Pettigen Subdivision.
Mr. President, members of council, this evening we have just one wastewater agreement for your consideration, and it is Sussex County Project Number 81-04. The developer in this case is ADC Builders from Ocean City, Maryland, and the location of such improvement is the northeast intersection of Route 9 and Route 261. The sewer district in question is the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The type of development here is off-site construction consisting of one pump station, two separate force mains, and a short piece of gravity collection. Since this is off-site work only, there are no connection fees. We have approvals from both our engineering department and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources already. Construction days should be 165. Construction administration and construction inspection costs are estimated at $150,000. The proposed construction cost will be $1,742,787. The supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 446-1 off-site, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the ADC Builders for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Hopkins Pettigen Subdivision, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion for Hopkins Pettigen Subdivision Wastewater Agreement. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Grant requests. Mr. Baker.
Yes, the first one we have is from the Seaford Mission, and this is a grant request to for construction costs to erect a new building for 2 units for emergency housing, 2 units for transitional housing. In the past, Mr. Dukes has given money from his Councilmatic grant and his community improvement grant for this organization.
Dave, I apologize for not asking. And the human grant, nothing.
Capital improvement money.
Improvement.
Do I have a sufficient amount of funds? And I apologize for.
George does.
What's that?
No, he don't. Go ahead.
Pardon me. No, you got $38, but I want it. So.
Okay. Yes, you have about $4,900 remaining.
Do I?
And Mr. Duke says.
Don't tell.
Okay. You have more.
I got enough covered.
More money?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I know what I got in my bank account.
Taxpayers' money, give it back to them.
We won't give Vance. You won't put in something?
How much are they asking for?
They're not saying, so.
I'm good for $250. I've got it.
$250?
Yeah.
You want to go $500? No, I'll go $1,000. I'll go $15. You go $500. I make a motion to take $1,500 from my Councilmatic Capital Improvement Fund, $500 from Mr. Jones, and $250 from Mr. Phillips for the Seaford Mission for their construction project that they're starting. Motion by Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to give $1,500 from his Community Reinvestment Fund, $500 from Mr. Jones' Community Reinvestment Fund, $250 from Mr. Phillips' Community Reinvestment Fund.
Councilmatic
Grant Funds. Correction on Mr. Phillips. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay, the next one is from the Georgetown Historical Society requesting support for the annual carriage show September 16th at the Marvel Carriage Museum. A year ago, we gave $300 requested here tonight, $60 each.
Well, Mr. Cole doesn't have any money, so it work out $75 each. Is that correct, Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second.
The motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $75 from each Councilmatic grant funding from everyone except Mr. Cole. Questions?
We can take his $3,850, though.
You guys are spending money like drunken sailors.
Maybe you gotta spend all yours.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
You speak with a fork of tongue.
Jones?
Yes.
Disgrace.
Yes.
Let you know, Mr. Cole's already spent his.
It was the taxpayer's money. I got it back to you as fast as I could.
Make up your mind which side of the street you're gonna be on.
I'm looking for the amount I pledged for this, Mr.
The Fort Miles Historical Association, they work on maintaining the structures at the Fort Miles at the Cape Henlopen Park, painting recreation building, restoring the observation towers. They have not requested a specific amount. A year and a half ago, we gave $1,500 out of human service grants.
I'll give $2,500 out of my community reinvestment.
I'll make that motion for Mr. Rogers.
Second.
Motion Mr. Duke, second Mr. Phillips, to give $2,500 from Rogers Community Reinvestment Funding. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes? Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Next request.
The next one is Lewis Little League requesting assistance for their programs.
I'll give that's for 15 and under. I'll give $1,000 from sports or youth activity. Have the motion, gentlemen.
I'll make that motion second for Mr. Rogers.
Motion Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to allow Rogers to give $1,000 from youth activity to Lewis Little League. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Mr. Baker?
And the last one, New Zion United Methodist Church requesting assistance for a program, the third annual program. They have a basketball tournament and block party on Saturday, June 10th, which was last weekend. Over 300 people. They estimated over 300 people would be in attendance, and it's for young people, and also they provide health information. Last year, we gave $500, $250 from Mr. Dukes and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, give $250 each from Councilmatic grant funding?
Yes.
Okay, to the community outreach events. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Next item, introduction proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin?
There are none.
Moving on. Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Kramer, your report.
We're going to start putting that on the agenda.
You go ahead and try it.
Be kind,
my name is Dan Kramer, and I got news for you. Drunken sailors, I got news for you. They don't know, they're so drunk they couldn't even begin to walk. And I'll tell you what, if that ship rolled a little bit, they'd fall over and drown, wouldn't it? And here to give more money to a church again. Now, I'm going to tell you what. For what purpose? I tell you what, it just so happens there's a preacher sitting back there. I want to know if he's got enough guts to walk up here and tell you, hey, I want $1,000 for my church so we can go play some horseshoes.
Anybody in Sussex County is allowed to attend.
It ain't Sussex County, though, I'll have you know. But why not give it to him?
No one will be turned down, Mr. Kramer.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you for coming. Look forward to you next week. Public hearings, at this time we have, we can't start yet. Let's see, well, stand in recess at 7:30. Mr. Griffin?
Moved along too fast.
Can we go back in? Can we go to the next executive session?
Oh, we could do that. If you've got that one at 7:55, you just have to amend the agenda to do it now, trade places.
Mr. President, I make a motion we amend the agenda to go into executive session now.
Litigation.
Pending litigation while we're waiting till 7:30 to go for public hearings.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to go in executive session for pending litigation, modifying the agenda to take the 7:55 item and put it at 7:15. Due to that, we are not legally allowed by law to start public hearings to the publicized time. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Sussex County Council stands in executive session. We will return to start on time at 19:30 hours.